it to you, Tisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that his mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
And it's Hello World, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Huldah's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning by Mandisa with Toby Mack. Open the show. Let's boldly approach the throne of grace. Morning prayer of declarations. Father, in the name of Jesus, great is your mercy to us on this day that we have never seen before. We thank you, for your loving kindness is better than life. We lift our hands and bless your name. We worship you, for there is no God like unto thee. You are our rock, our defense, our healer, our deliverer, our waymaker, our shield and refuge in time of trouble. Lord Jesus, your word declares that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So on today, we ask that you forgive us, Lord, for our sins. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Forgive us for wrong motives. Wash us again in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Sanctify our attitudes and sanctify our emotions and help us to love everyone as we ought. Lord, for those in a listening audience that are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Help us today to be holy in all that we do, so that our lights will shine in the midst of darkness. We declare that we will allow you to order our steps. We want you to have your way in our lives completely. We are committed exclusively to you. We will go where you lead us. We decree and declare that we will seek you first, that we will acknowledge you in all of our ways. We will delight ourselves in you so that our desires become your desires. We decree and declare that we will protect our spiritual and natural eyes and ears. We will not read or watch anything that will pollute our spirits or pollute our homes. Lord Jesus, help us to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeks to devour us. But Lord, we thank you for the authority you've given us as believers. In the name of Jesus, I bind fear and I lose faith. In the name of Jesus, I bind complacency and slothfulness, and I lose diligence and commitment to the kingdom. Lord, we thank you for all of these things on this beautiful morning you've granted unto us. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
Today's scripture, James, the third chapter. I'll be reading from the King James Version. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which, though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt, water, and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. James, the third chapter, King James Version.
Pray.
The Creative Flow, Steve Asphalt, Creative Graphic Designer. The phone number, 917-294-0771. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, New York, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals, Facebook cover artwork, and web flyers. They are located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my graphic designing as well as a few of my guests, and they have done a terrific job. If you follow me on any of the social networking sites, you see a great job that Mr. Steve Asphalt has done. So contact him at 917-294-0771. And we heard from Karen Clark, shared singing Prayed Up, and a short selection earlier was The Martins and Christ There Is No East or West. Prayer Breakfast at Salvation and Restoration Christian Church of God in Christ, 1142 Herkimer Street, Brooklyn, New York, between Saratoga and Thomas Boylan Avenues. Bishop Tyrone L. Butler is the pastor. The date, March 22, 2014. The time, 9 a.m. The preacher for the occasion, Mother Lietta Van Zandt from Monument of Love Church of God in Christ in Vienna, Maryland. And if you have never heard Mother Van Zandt preach, you are in for a treat. The ticket price is just $15. Mother Van Zandt will also be the morning speaker on March 23, 2014 for Salvation and Restoration Christian Church of God in Christ. And a morning service begins at 11 a.m. So if you are in the greater New York City area that weekend of the 22nd and 23rd of March, stop by Salvation and Restoration Christian Church of God in Christ for their prayer breakfast beginning at 9 a.m., and tickets will be available at the door. The weekly bulletin for the Dr. Faye Maureen brand and the Hopeless House Ministries and related announcements. The Dr. Faye Maureen brand includes 90 seconds of inspiration heard on the Morning Joy Show, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. at gospelisgolden.com. Prayers from the Prayer Room Collection, and we will be releasing some MP3s in late April. Breadcrumbs, Volume 1, Original Inspirational Quotes and Motivational Thoughts by yours truly will be published soon by Motivational Press. GoTeller Communications Group, which includes a social media strategy firm providing churches, ministries, and startup small businesses with social media strategy, specifically communications plans and content management suggestions. GoTellIt also offers workshop proposal templates and reference letter templates. There's also the GoTellIt blog at drfaymaureen.wordpress.com and the GoTellIt Daily News Magazine. There are automatic push notification updates for the magazine to my social networking site accounts. The Holders House Ministry community includes three primary initiatives: Top of the Morning Radio Show, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade campaigns, the Empowerment Zone, which features a blog at HopelessHouseMinistries.wordpress.com, and the Empowerment Zone, Face-to-Face with Dr. Faye, a web TV program which can be viewed at Holders House Ministries channel on YouTube or on DVTVOnline.com, and in Pakistan on Bright Star TV on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m., and we just released a recent episode. Top of the Morning is in syndication on Sunday morning. You can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelisgolden.com and on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at dmggospelradio.com, Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. at thestarradio.com. And the show can also be accessed at www.spiritoftruthmedia.com. Follow us on social media, on Twitter at Dr. Maureen B., our two Facebook pages, Top of the Morning Radio Show and Holders House Ministries, on LinkedIn, Faye and Butler, Google Plus, Plus Dr. Faye Maureen, or Plus Holders House Ministries, YouTube, Holders House Ministries, Pinterest, Faye Maureen Butler, and Clout, Dr. Maureen B. Exciting news coming this spring. We will be expanding our online presence, so just stay tuned. Dr. Faye Maureen and Holders House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. Designer braids and trays, all natural hair care. Contact Marion Council, George at 718-783-9078. Are you looking for an inexpensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? Contact Roland Pollard Productions, 916-690-3953. And I also partner with Biz Boom Apps. You will be hearing more about them in the future. These are related community announcements. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the church without walls. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue Dan Foster and that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our web address where we take prayer requests is www.urimcogic.org, and the church Twitter account, all uppercase, URIMCOGIC. Our service times, Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. The Empowerment Zone Bible Instruction and Sunday Service Preparation begins at 7 p.m. New members, new converts class, specific five-week cycles to be announced at future dates. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. Our worship celebration begins at 10:30 a.m. First Sunday is our Celebration Sunday, where we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. And fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. I will teach the Resurrection Sunday lesson, and I am looking forward to that. I also want to announce that we have some very special guests coming up this month of March. On March 24th will be a show I'm calling Social Media Monday. We have some exciting guests from the social media community that will be with us, a business owner from Florida and a local company from the New York City area. And then I'm going to have a special show before the month ends with one of the Forbes top 10 social media power influencers, Ms. Pam Moore. So we are very excited about that, and we'll have a show dedicated just for that. My guests today are author Anita Patek from Toronto, Canada, author and poet Michael Thornton from St. Louis, Missouri. My featured musical artist for the month is Brother Jamel Johnson. And we also have intercessory prayer today by Evangelist Carol Johnson from the New York City area. This concludes the general announcements. Please govern yourself accordingly. An inspirational moment. Having done all to stand, just stand. If we're going to stand and having done all to stand, we need to learn how to stand and to defend. We must learn how to do this. Let me read this paragraph regarding warfare. Victory in warfare depends upon opportunity and skill. An ill-equipped team of fighters can win occasional victory if the circumstance is favorable to them. However, a group of skilled warriors can fight and win, even when contrary winds are blowing and the circumstance is disadvantageous to them. Hence, skill is more important than opportunity in warfare. Having both opportunity and skill is the perfect combination for an easy victory in combat warfare. The skills we acquire in life depends to a large extent on where we acquired them and who is our trainer. A mediocre trainer can only impart mediocre skills. An excellent trainer will impart excellent skills. However, what use are armors and weapons if we are not skilled enough to make use of them? It is important to be both armed and trained. Thank God, because he still teaches our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Who is better at equipping warriors with essential skills for victorious warfare than God, who has never lost a battle? When God trains us, there can be no lapses. Warriors are not born, they are made. They are trained. God is in the business of teaching us. So stand and defend. My proposed definition is to maintain a spiritual position of defense during a lengthy confrontation, not allowing the enemy to gain the advantage. Although you may be at a disadvantage, your spiritual endurance and ability to skillfully use your armor and weapons will allow you to win the war and thus demonstrate God's power. So having done all to stand, just stand. And if we're going to be able to stand, there are just four things you need to remember, four critical keys. The first one, stand fast in the Lord. Don't run, but stay. 1 Thessalonians 3:8. Number two, stand fast in the faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Number three, stand on the word of God. Psalms 119:89. The word is settled in heaven. And number four, having an altar stand, just stand. Stand on the word. Stand on your testimonies. Stand on God's promises to you. Having an altar stand, just stand. This has been an inspirational moment with Dr. Faye Maureen. We are so happy to have with us on this morning a dynamic woman who's calling to be with us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We're so glad that she was able to be with us. So we're going to go to the phone line right now and bring on Miss Anita Pefek. And if I'm not pronouncing it right, she can certainly correct me, but we're delighted that she's able to be with us. Top of the morning to you, Miss Anita. This is Dr. Faye. How are you feeling today?
Dr. Faye, what a delight to hear you tonight, this morning,
Yes, so
how are you doing?
Good. So how do you pronounce your last name exactly?
Pefek.
Pefek, okay.
Pefek,
Excellent. So I was really intrigued by your book. And so before we get to your book, can you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Actually, I started as an executive assistant, I would say, at the age of 19.
Mm-hmm.
So over a span of three decades, I had the opportunity to work in various companies and various industries, like, I would say, construction, banking, and insurance.
Wow.
And, of course, I'm also a mother and housewife. I immigrated from Mauritius Island. Mauritius Island is located in the Indian Ocean. My family, husband, and two sons to Canada. So we now live in Toronto now. And actually, I'm working for an insurance company where I am a senior executive assistant. So that's a little bit about myself, I would say.
Okay. So now what kind of prompted you to write to put this book together to try to help some other assistants, because executive assistants, no matter what kind of company they're in, they play a very important role. So what encouraged
Absolutely.
You to write this book?
Oh, well, actually, you know what? I had always wanted to write a book, but didn't know what to write about. But then one day it kind of dawned upon me, and I thought to myself, why not share my experience and knowledge that I acquired during my professional years? My failures and successes will, I would say, definitely be of help to others. So this is one of the main reasons I wanted to write the book. I want to share to other executive assistants what I went through.
Right. So, mm-hmm. so, and I know the book helps people kind of manage that journey. What are some of the highlights from the book that, if you had to share with the audience maybe one or two highlights from the book, what would you say are some of the highlights that people who are perhaps in the same position that you're in, or even thinking about perhaps being that type of executive assistant, what are some of the highlights from the book that you could share with the audience?
Okay, so, some of the takeaways that I have from the book, it's like, first of all, you have to love the job you do. It's not like waking up every morning and say, hey, I have a job to do, and just go and do it and get paid at the end of the month and pay the bills. No, you have to be committed. I would say committed, to be passionate and dedicated. So some of the takeaways from my book, which is Shine, Secrets of Extraordinary Executive Assistants, the main thing I would say is learn from your mistakes. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
people hesitate to want to pass on the buck. They don't admit they make mistakes. Like being EAs, it's almost during the day, you know, we come across so many mistakes, so many petty mistakes that we make. But this is an occasion, an opportunity to learn from your own mistakes. So in the book, I have so many examples that my own mistakes to which I have solutions. And I'm pretty sure that this is a kind of common mistake that we EAs, we do, like when we proofread a document, we just miss so many details. Therefore, we have to be very tail-oriented and, you know, do not get intimidated by executives with strong personalities. You have to train your mind to adapt to any changes you might have to face. And also, the big one is learn how and when to say no.
Right.
So
right.
This is a little bit about the highlights. Yeah.
Right, and that's really good, especially the piece about learning from your mistakes. Anyone who listens in and joins in the show, and those who are even listening, they'll understand that we've all made mistakes and we have to learn from our mistakes. So in a couple
of
minutes we have left in the interview, can you tell the audience with the name of your book again and where they can find your book?
Actually, for my book, Motivational Press will be will be responsible for the distribution of my book. So
right.
When it comes out, it will be available online and in major bookstores.
Okay.
And I'm planning for the book to be on the market next month.
Excellent, excellent. And it's called Shine, right?
Shine, Secrets of Extraordinary Executive Assistants. So in
excellent.
That book, I did kind of create what I call my DNA, which I call CDEFGG, which means C is for committed, dedicated, efficient, fearless, and go-getter. An executive assistant, she has to be a go-getter. She shouldn't say, oh, no, I don't think I can do that. Oh, no, I don't think it's the right time to talk to my boss. No, don't do that. Go and get it done.
Right, right, right. And that, you know what? That I like that. Go and get it done. Actually, I use a lot of acronyms myself. But
in our everyday life, we have to be a, yeah.
Get it done. And, you know, at the end of the
exactly.
day, you're right. Get it done. You know, I'm
sure.
so glad you were able to be with us, though. This is a real delight for me. I know you're very busy, and I'm excited about your book.
Thank you,
and
Dr.
So,
Faye.
Yeah, and so what maybe you could do as soon as it hits the market, you could maybe shoot me an email, let me know, and I could
of
run another
course.
Announcement.
Of course,
yes.
And
I hope that when I journey to Toronto again, that we can go out. I really appreciate your book.
Yes, we can go for a coffee. I can show you around.
Yeah.
That will be an immense pleasure.
Yeah, we can go for some coffee.
And
I'm sure you're...
go ahead, I'm listening to you.
No, I was going to say, and I know your book is going to be a tremendous help to a lot of people, because we need practical information. It's very, very important. It's very, very important.
Exactly, like how to deal with our daily lives at the office. Like, so being a go-getter, either you get it or you don't get it. So at the end of the day, it's either a mistake or you are right. So if it's a mistake, of course, you will learn from that. So your boss
right.
will tell you, okay, so
yes.
they will show you the right path. So you accept it,
right?
Right,
right.
Mm-hmm.
right. So I think, so this is exciting. It's an exciting moment, and I'm so glad you were able to put this book together, and I'm glad we were able to talk, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. I do appreciate
definitely.
Your time, Ms. Anita, and hope to get to know you better. I'm sure our paths will cross again because I'm Motivational Press is also working on my book. So I'm sure our paths will cross at some point at some kind of office
Great.
Or something or the other. So I thank you once again for calling in, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much, Dr. Faye. It was a pleasure.
Okay. Okay, take care.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Get ready for the Prayer Conference 2014, sponsored by Bishop Frank A. White, pastor of Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ and King's Chapel Church of God in Christ. The theme, Ask, Believe, Receive. The dates, March 26 through 29, 2014. The location, Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ, 312 Grand Avenue, Freeport, New York. The speakers, Dr. Todd Hall, Dr. Marvin Sapp, Dr. Mark Marine. Musical guest, Ayanna George. Again, the address, 312 Grand Avenue, Freeport, New York, 11520. Information, www.zioncathedral.org, www.fawministry.org. God bless you. We're so happy to have with us on the Top of the Morning radio show a gentleman that I met through social media, but he has a number of talents, and I'm going to bring him on the line. His name is Michael Thornton. I'm getting ready to bring him on the line, and he'll be able to tell you a little bit about the different many creative gifts that the Lord has blessed him with. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye. How are you feeling?
I'm doing well, Dr. Faye. Thanks for having me. I'm honored and humbled to be a part.
Oh, no, I appreciate you. Thank you, first of all, really just for being always such a support to me in a different, in a various social media outlets. I really, really appreciate your support, really do. So can you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a resident of St. Louis, Missouri. Our fellowship, and I'm a member at Believers Temple. We're a fellowship under the leadership of Bishop Calvin and Prophet Deborah Scott, where I serve in different capacities such as drama, security, and transportation, and wherever actually I can help out, you know. And I'm actually also a student at the Grace School of Ministry under the leadership of Pastor James Jefferson Sr., where this is my third class with them as well. And actually, that class is not a class for ordination. I actually was tremendously blessed because all of my classmates are already like pastors, elders, and
wow,
different people like that. So, yeah, I was tremendously blessed to just to be a part of that class and be able to just sit at his feet and learn so much about ministry and different things like that. Amongst other things, I'm also an intercessor with the True Form Ministry under the leadership of Minister April Bethel. And also do a little bit of everything. Do a little bit of things with other ministries such as Love in the World of Christianity, which is a single group that's led by Overseer Garrett and Psalmist Gina Lloyd as well. So, and wherever I'm needed. Yeah, just wherever I'm needed.
Sound like you're just a supportive, helpful brother, and we always need people with the ministry of helps to help ministries, and we thank you for that. So tell us a little bit about your poetic expression, Seven to Completion Poetic Expression, because that's really kind of how we first met, really, via online. So can you tell our listening audience a little bit about that work?
Yes, ma'am, sure. Yes, ma'am. Seven to Completion, of course, we know that the number seven represents the number of completion and perfection. And so as God gave me this assignment to write a book, the book and the purpose was to encourage, empower, and inspire the world through the power of words. Our words are so powerful, Dr. Faye, as you know, as God has reached us through the power of his word. And it started out as a hobby. And one day I was speaking with a cousin of mine, and she spoke it, and she said, okay, you're going to write a book. And I'm like, okay. And once it was spoken through her, you know, the Lord began to give me the vision and the provision, everything that I needed to bring to pass. And he just gave me the outline, the title, the month that it needed to be released, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so humbled and honored that he would, you know, trust me with this assignment, and I'm just grateful. And it has the reviews have come back, and you know, a lot of people are being tremendously blessed by the word. So I'm just tickled and humbled and honored at the response. Amen.
So what are some what would you say are some of the highlights of the book?
So far what's coming back is I wrote a poem titled "My Wife, My Rib." And I was envisioning these expressions that I would say to her if I were married. And though that one has got a tremendous amount of response, also I wrote a couple more. One titled "I Need Thee," Part 1 and Part 2, which I think that we all as Christians can relate to in those times. In our season of waiting on that day, waiting on that bright day to come, waiting on God to bring us through that trial. I need the grace, talking about the grace of God being forever free. There's some things that I wrote, would you forgive me, expressing myself and expressing from a man to a woman and being forgiven of any and all the hurts and the pains that we may have inflicted on the women, especially those things that we weren't even aware about or were immature to really understand the ramifications and consequences behind our actions. So the book speaks about a lot to love for a man to his wife, love for a man to his sons, to his daughter, to God. There's a chapter 7, is specifically called Worship, designed to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Him only in that chapter. And it just speaks about a lot about motivation, a lot of motivation, inspiration on an everyday level, on a spiritual level, whatever you're trying to accomplish. I just believe, based off the feedback, that there is something in there for each and every person. There's some humor and some laughter in there to keep us going, because I know that laughter is good for the soul. So, I like to crack jokes, laugh, and have a good time. But I do know that there's a balance that we need with everyday motivation to do some of the simple things. There's some principles that are very simple principles that, you know, we have to remind ourselves of to do and to apply them, because that's the number one key to everything, applying the things that we've learned. So there's a host of things in the book that I would say, from a godly standpoint, that you'll thoroughly be blessed by.
Yes, amen. Ma'am. Now, so where, if the listening audience wanted to purchase your book, where could they go online to purchase your book?
Okay, you can go to my website. I have a website, and it's available worldwide by order. But my website is www.createspace.com/435-7879. Once again, that's www.createspace.com/435-7879. You can go on the website, or you can also get in touch with me through email, through Facebook. My email address is michaelathornton7@gmail.com, and that's the numerical number 7, Michael.
Right.
A Thornton, MacaelathornTon, the number 7, at gmail.com. Once again, you can find me on Facebook, and that's where you can purchase my book.
Amen. I so appreciate you being so supportive, and you could just always get a sense of your love for God and that you mean business for God, and I appreciate that. And even how you were telling us in the beginning of the interview, the different ministries you support, I just want you to be encouraged, and we just agree to declare God's blessings on your life and for this book, and that you really go forth in ministry. I'm just glad, you know, that we can be in covenant, you know, together as brother and sister, even if it's through social media, and I'm just wishing the best for you. I thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be with us on Top of the Morning Radio Show, and I look forward to our continued fellowship through social media.
Okay, and God bless you, and I really appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for having me.
Me.
I really appreciate it, and God bless you.
No problem. All right, take care.
Okay, you too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now it's Mr. Michael Thornton from St. Louis, Missouri, and his book is called 7, The Completion Poetic Expression. And again, you can get his book. He gave you his website address at thecreatespace.com. So we were so glad that he was able to be with us. You're getting ready to hear prayer intercession from one of my sisters from the New York area, Evangelist Carol Johnson, and she does host a prayer line on Saturday evenings, and she also teaches, I believe it's first and third Saturday mornings, and she was one of my guests some months ago, if you go back in the archives. But this is Pure Intercession by Evangelist Carol Johnson.
Thank you, Lord. Hayabasha. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, we bless your name, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, we bless your name, Jesus. Yes, Father, kerere mundo ribasha kama. Ekando mundo ribasha pendi kara de ondo moshaya. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, ribasha kama. Thank you for the yes, kerere mundo shama. Thank you for the yes, kamando skamandi. Thank you, Jesus, for the yes. Ekando mundo moshama. Yes, God, ribasha kondo ribasha. And Father, we tell you yes, yes, Lord. Yes to your will, Father. Shekelando Boshaya. Yes to your will, God. Yasatokono no Hishkema. Father, not as we will, God, but Lord, let your will be done. Ah, Haraboshamandia. Father, let your will be done in the earth, God, as it is already done. Yes, God, as it is already done in heaven. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your manifested glory. Hallelujah. God, move by your spirit. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Move the way you want to do, Hachamashanda. Do what you want to do, God. You are sovereign. You're sovereign, Atakando Robosha. You're sovereign, Master. Yes, Lord. Rebasteke. Utokomaniochama. You're sovereign, Oshondobashataniondo. Urodokubashaya. And Father, we bless you. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. God, we belong to you. For all souls are mine, saith God. For I have loved thee with an everlasting love. From everlasting to everlasting, I am God. I've come to heal. I've come to deliver. I've come to make whole. I love you, Shekeremoshama. I love you, Shekamanderiondovosa. When you were polluted in your own blood, I yet loved you. Habashekanandio. Uroboshama Tihia. I've sent my son Jesus. Ekendiondomaha. Rotokaminis Keremondo. I so love the world that I gave. Atamo. My only begotten son for you, man, for you, woman. I gave him for you, Shabandi Radasha, Utubanus Kamandia. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Jesus has paid it all. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus has paid it all. With his own blood, Rasha Kenemondo, on Golgotha's hill, he bled and he died for you and for me. And now, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood that cleanses and makes whole. Oh, the blood, Rasha Tamandia. Oh, the blood of Jesus, Kenaminuskama. Oh, the blood of Jesus that sanctifies. Oh, the blood of Jesus that sanctifies you holy. Oh, the blood that covers Abashandia. Oh, the blood, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Cover us even now, God, as you heal in that home. As you stand up, God, strong in that car. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your blood covering, oh God. Cover your people everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus.
And you are listening to Jamel Johnson, who is my featured guest for the month of March. They're singing Overflow. Just listen a little bit more. Time of year again. It's tax season. Let J&L Tax Preparation and Planning Services assist you serving the greater New York City area. Emmanuel Joseph is the CPA. Call him 718-227-0200. Churches and ministries and small businesses, they can also help you with keeping your books. I am a satisfied client of J&L. So call Mr. Emmanuel Joseph at 718-227-0200. And again, we heard from Jamel Johnson, a little bit of Overflow. He's a wonderful young artist out of the New York City area, and we'll be playing some of his other music during this month. But we thank our guests on today. But we are at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to say goodbye until next Monday. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, the Anointed Voice, signing off as we end the show with a little bit of I Don't Know Why Jesus Loves Me by Andre Crouch and the Disciples, and then Phil Wickham. This is Amazing Grace. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
these delusions.